WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's no secret to the more than 4,000 Texas A&M faculty members that most will not be getting a merit pay raise next year. Faculty members who received letters from their deans asked Provost Karen Watson for an explanation at A&M's last Faculty Senate meeting.
The math says that we have $2.4 million to do something with and $6 million more of bills.
The bottom line dealt with the money A&M received from the legislature.
Unless we find other paths, other ways to get more money in, or the board helps us to get more money in, and that's what the president is working on.
Dr. Watson says faculty members who were promoted will get that corresponding salary increase. There will also be some one-time merit raises in colleges and divisions that received more state money due to enrollment increases. Each summer, the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics Office in Dallas releases average hourly wages in 22 occupations in the Twin Cities from the prior year. There was a significant change in the pay of one professional category between 2015 and 2016.
Lawyers and others in the legal category based in Bryan and College Station took a pay cut of more than 20% or more than $8 per hour. The hourly rate in the legal occupation field dropped from more than $40 per hour to just under $32 per hour. That compares to the national average of $51 an hour. Six other professions saw their pay decrease in a range between 14 cents and $1.08 per hour. There were pay increases in 14 professions of up to $1.08 per hour, while those in architecture and engineering had an average increase of $2 per hour. You can see screenshots of the annual surveys from 2016 and 2015 online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
An arrest was made this week of one of two people sought in the armed robbery of a Bryan convenience store that took place in February. According to the arrest report, Bryan police received a tip from an informant last week that led investigators to the Brazos County Jail, where 19-year-old Dylan Highstand of Bryan admitted to the holdup and saying he would have had no problem shooting the clerk at Oaks Food Mart on East 29th if he needed to do so. Highstand has been in jail awaiting trial on a charge of evading a deputy constable last month. A Bryan man on probation for distributing tobacco in the Brazos County Jail last December is back in detention. Bryan police arrested 23-year-old Tyler Leon Davis Wednesday on a charge of filing a false police report. According to the arrest report, Davis was driving a truck early Tuesday morning that struck two mailboxes and a fence on William Joel Bryan Parkway north of Sue Haswell Park. A witness told police he saw Davis and a passenger switch places, and the passenger told police he was the driver. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. Find Texas apparel, fine bedding, frame flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. There's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and decor anywhere. Shop local, online, at TXTraders.com. The Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine, some passing clouds, and a high of 95 this afternoon. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm later today. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75. Your weekend looks pretty decent. It also looks warm, but it's summertime. Partial sun, 95 tomorrow afternoon with a chance for a storm. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny Sunday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking a little Brazos Valley Cavalry last night, getting the victory at Nutrabolt Stadium, as well as the Bombers are back in action this evening. I'll tell you where and when you can listen to that. Baylor continues to work through this sexual assault scandal, and apparently they've agreed to a settlement with one of the women who's accusing Baylor of mishandling sexual assault. So we'll talk about that, as well as the Astros came up a little short last night. And we will wade through the names that are taking part in Wimbledon. And that's always a lot of fun to try and maneuver through those.
Oh, sure.
All that more coming up in sports.
Yeah. It's a, you know, and they call it the Gentlemen and Ladies Tournament.
Oh, really?
It's not men's and women's. It's gentlemen and ladies.
Well, gentlemen? The gentlemen have not been very gentle.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Some guy got fined the other day and dropped from his racket sponsor.
Whoa.
Because he was just being kind of a turd.
Well, he said that he did not really give 110%. Is that what he said? He was bored?
He said he was bored, and he admitted to calling out his trainer not because of an injury, but because he wanted to break up his opponent's momentum. And he lost. He was. How are you bored when you're losing?
How is he? Is he ranked like 157th? Or I mean,
no, he was actually. He's an Australian. His last name is Tomich Bernard, okay. I believe, is his first name. But
old Bernie.
And he. I don't know. He was just kind of being a little twerp.
Well, okay.
And then someone else, another guy in the tournament, he got upset at the umpire and apparently after the match threw coins towards her chair.
Yeah, he was. He
really?
Was,
he was also change. Fined.
He was making it hail up in the club.
Yeah.
So what, you're carrying change in your pocket when you're playing tennis?
I don't know.
Okay, well.
It's, maybe it was his lucky quarter. And but since he lost, it was no longer lucky.
So when was he an American? I mean, I was.
No,
okay,
he was Russian.
Oh,
Russian.
Thank goodness we're not doing that. Yeah. We're not over there.
Johnny Mack no longer plays.
No,
the big
he
circuit,
doesn't.
So.
I think he's doing commentary this year.
He is. Yeah. He's actually really fun to listen to.
And, he's pretty bold in his statements.
Well, and that's, again, I still think he probably wants to play Venus Williams in a, you know, in a Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean King redo.
Which I think that sounds like a perfect conclusion to everything that, that's been going on.
I think
so.
It'd be fun. So there's a vegan restaurant in Memphis called Imagine Vegan Cafe.
In Memphis, wow.
In Memphis, yeah, I know, really.
Getting vegan? Pretty progressive.
So anyway,
right next to Porky's.
Yeah, so next time you're hankering to eat sand or whatever, I guess you could go over there. But apparently a regular diner had a bad experience, so she left a review.
Ooh.
Like people would. Now, was it a mean review, really? She didn't cuss or anything, and she didn't say that she was never, ever going to visit again. She just wanted to let the owners know that she found it was kind of icky when she's sitting there eating her monkey grass salad with dirt dressing or whatever they do, you know, and the owner's toddler child was running around the restaurant naked with dirty feet, showing his butt to anybody who wanted to see it.
I would have written a review, too.
I would think so.
Sounds like the child of a vegan.
Exactly. She also didn't like it when the owner's other kid yodeled at her repeatedly while she was eating. Otherwise, it was really great, really good imitation food. And she said she would eat there again. It's just next time, why don't you just
keep your kids under control.
Right, get the kid to not shuck his duds and get the other one to quit yodeling.
Stop yodeling at me.
And why are you in Memphis eating vegan?
Hey.
Just saying. Hey. We're going to have a great time
together. We got a lot of info.
Mission. I mean, where is the vegan capital of Tennessee after all? Do we care?
I believe that's Knoxville, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, sure. Why not? Yeah. Yeah. No gluten, no anything.
Well,
it's just
I can't
vegan.
Say the time I went to Memphis, I did not try the vegan.
I know. So. I'm figuring it. That's meat. That's why we go there. Meat and music.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Good morning, 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, it's Friday, you knew that. You did. It's today.
Friday.
Day 188, 177 of them to go. It's the 7th of July, so it's 070717.
Oh.
Yeah, if you want to do that numerology thing.
Yep.
Tell the Truth Day. Okay, well, there you are.
You should always do that.
That's right. Father, daughter, take a walk, Dave. You call your dad, say, hey, Dad.
No, he's on vacation without me.
Yeah. Well, then what you need to do is send him a message, say, you owe me.
You owe me a walk.
So there. And for the foodies, I mean, there's lots of good stuff. There's Chocolate Day.
Mm.
Chocolate Day, really?
I feel like it. They just throw it in there once every two or three months.
That's right. Did you do the story after I left yesterday about the actually sniffing cocoa?
Did not. I saved it for today.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Today.
So now, since it is Chocolate Day, suggestion, your favorite chocolate cereal, along with maybe two or three chocolate cream-filled donuts. Okay, wash it down with hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Your mid-morning snack, that would be a chocolate candy bar, with or without nuts. Your lunch could be a tall glass of chocolate milk. Okay, and then you could try a piece of chocolate pie or maybe pudding after you're finished. Your mid-afternoon, eat healthy, chocolate-covered raisins.
Yeah,
there you are.
Got to throw that in there.
And then at night, if you're an adult, you could sip a chocolate liqueur before dinner. Have chocolate-flavored coffee after dinner and a dessert that could be chocolate cake. And then, of course, your nighttime snack would be chocolate ice cream. And then you would have fully celebrated what Chocolate Day is. National Macaroni Day.
Macaroni.
Man.
Macaroni and chocolate.
Probably not together. I don't know. National Strawberry Sundae Day also.
Oh, yes, sir.
If you want to do that. So, anyway, and we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. We got a bunch of them, actually. Dylan Sprayberry, who plays Liam on Teen Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's turning the big 1-9 today. So, happy birthday, Dylan.
Sure.
Maddie Marlowe is turning 22. She's half the country duo Maddie and Tay, which is it really country anymore? Okay. We don't know. Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony is turning 24 today.
Uh-huh.
Eve Hewson, whose real name is a real... hold on just 1 second.
Okay.
I had it. Anyway, she's Bono's daughter.
Okay.
Memphis Eve Sunny Day Hewson.
Of course.
Okay. She's turning 26, and she's an actress. She played Lucy on The Nick with Clive Owen.
Oh, yeah.
Sinister Gates is turning 36. Lead guitarist for Avenged Sevenfold. I know you're a big fan, Scott.
Man, you bet.
Michelle Kwan is turning 37 today.
Oh, wow. Figure skater.
She does commentary during the Olympics, right?
Probably. I think she does.
Yeah, you just don't hear a lot from her anymore. Cree Summers turning 48. Freddie on A Different World.
Wow.
Is also the Rugrats drawn together. Inspector Gadget. Georgia Fox is turning 49.
Oh.
Plays Sarah Siddle on CSI.
Okay.
Siddle, Sido. I don't want CSI.
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan is turning 51 today.
I just had some bacon. Anybody ever had bacon before?
I like him.
So, yeah, I figured you would play that.
Yeah.
I knew you did, so I wanted to give you your second.
Thank you.
Vonda Shepard's turning 54. She was featured on Ally McBeal.
Uh-huh.
Billy Campbell's turning 58 today. Jessica Hahn turning 58 as well. She was in some videos. She was big in the 80s, I know.
Mm.
Joey Scarberry is 62.
Really?
He sang the theme to The Great American Hero.
Of course he did.
Shelley Duvall is turning 68.
She's from Houston.
And Chip had her on his show a year or so ago.
Kiddo's book. Oh, okay. She does.
Yeah.
Kiddo's books.
Uh-huh. Ringo Starr is turning 77 today. And Doc Severinsen is 90. Of course, he was a band leader on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show for 20 years.
He was. And hadn't done anything for a long time. Now he's just being 90, which I guess is probably a full-time job. Okay, let me see. Going on to Saturday. Saturday is Coca-Cola Day.
Okay.
Coca-Cola Day.
I feel like we just did that.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
I'm not sure. It's a Video Games Day. Scud Day, Scud Missile Day, I guess. It is a Body Painting Day.
Right. Okay.
And Chocolate with Almonds Day.
Ooh.
Wow. What kind of a weekend we got going on here?
Lots of chocolate.
Yeah, I think so. And birthdays.
Birthdays for tomorrow. Jaden Smith is turning 19. Getting choked up just thinking about it. So good for him. Sophia Bush is turning 35. Of course, she's on Chicago PD. Also, One Tree Hill.
Yes, Brooke from One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Man.
Kathleen Robertson is turning 44. Now, she's been in a lot of stuff. You might not realize exactly who she is. She's the hot redhead in some movies, and then she also changes her hair color. So she's just hot, whatever. Beck is...
You don't know who she is, but she's hot.
Yeah, she's hot. Beck is turning 47.
Wow.
Still getting it done, reinventing himself all the time. Michael Weatherly, 49. He played Anthony DiNozzo.
DiNozzo.
Too.
NCIS. And he's on The Bull.
And now The Bull, which is doing pretty well.
Billy Crudup is turning 49. So he's been in a lot of stuff. Marcus Chong, 50s. Tommy Chong's kid.
Yeah.
Played Tank in The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Joan Osborne is 55.
Wow.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Toby Keith is 56 tomorrow.
Love this bar.
Love this bar. Red Solo Cup.
Oh, so many.
I Lift You Up. Kevin Bacon will be turning 59 tomorrow.
Hey. Married to Kara Sedgwick.
Yeah.
Okay.
With their cousins.
Yep.
Long distant cousins.
They are dead alive. I didn't know that.
It's kind of weird.
Okay.
Angelica Houston is 66.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. Janice Pennington, 75. Uh-huh. She was on The Price is Right for 28 years.
Yes, she was.
Steve Lawrence will be turning 82.
Okay.
Regular on The Tonight Show and The Carol Burnett Show.
All right. And Jeffrey Tambor, Hey Now. Used to be on The Gary Shandling Show and Arrested Development, other things like that. All right, on Sunday, it's Sugar Cookie Day.
Ooh.
Sugar Cookie
Those
Day.
Those are fun because you can do so much with them.
You can. Intern Appreciation Day. We'll tell Mr. Downs so he'll know that. And then we got birthdays.
Birthdays for Sunday. Georgie Henley's turning 22. Little Lucy Pevensie in the Chronicles of Narnia movies. There you go.
Okay.
Fred Savage turning 41.
Ooh, we have a Fred Savage story today.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I
okay.
do. Yeah.
Jack White is turning 42.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the White Stripes. Scott Grimes, he played Archie Morris on ER. He was also in Critters and Critters 2, the main course. So he's turning 46. Courtney Love is turning 53. Jim Kerr turning 58. Simple Minds is singer. Kevin Nash is 58. Now, he's a guy who is a wrestler and has been kind of an extra in a lot of movies. He's just a big hulking guy.
Okay.
So there you go. Jeannie Pepper is turning 59. Kelly McGillis is turning 60.
Top Gun.
Yeah. Tom Hanks, 61.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
61.
Okay. Tom.
Yeah. Jimmy Smits is 62. I would not have guessed that. He looks pretty good for 62.
Yeah. Okay.
John Tesh is 65. Don't listen to his radio show. Listen to ours.
That's right.
O.J. Simpson is turning 70.
Well, of course.
Happy birthday, O.J.
Or as they call him, number 1027820.
Yeah. So anyway. I'm sure he'll get some nice presents.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
And where he is.
Maybe from Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
Richard Roundtree turning 75, played Shaft.
Yeah.
Brian Dennehy, a really good actor, turning 71. Yeah. And James Hampton turning 81.
All right. Chris Cooper, who's a pretty good actor, too. He's 66 on Sunday. All right, there you go, 624.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The ironies of Obama's horrific deal to the Iranians with, you know, how many billions of taxpayer dollars, is that it created a possible alliance that nobody really thought was possible. And Donald Trump is now trying to do something that never happened before. And it's emerging on its own. The Israelis, the Saudis, the Sunni Saudis, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, the Emirates, and other countries that don't want Iranian hegemony or a nuclear-armed Iran are now uniting. Now, if you think this isn't tied, it's tied. If you don't think you should pay attention to the Islamization of Europe and the dramatic increase in attacks that have taken place in that continent, and think that that can happen here, then you're not recognizing the truth of human history.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Dana Eckhart with the Bank and Trust. If you're in the market for a new home, we'd like to be the first and the last place you stop. Give me a call to become pre-approved, and we'll strengthen your offer when you make it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Well, I'm going to be on vacation all week next week, but I'm still going to have some bits of info for you. And I thought on this Friday.
Yeah, no, that's last week's, you know, since he's on vacation, right? Okay. All right, we'll find today's bit of info in just a second.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Well, we've said it before, ice cream machines at McDonald's are pretty notorious for breaking down all the time, quote unquote. Usually that means somebody doesn't want to clean it, but when the temperature starts rising, it can cause some serious drama. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So three women in Daytona Beach tried to order ice cream at a McDonald's drive-thru on Sunday, but a female employee told them the machine was down. So they parked their car, walked into the dining area, and saw someone who did get an ice cream. Apparently, they got it before the machine broke, but the women thought the employee lied to them. So they started arguing with her. Two of them were teenagers. One threatened to jump the counter and beat the woman up, then immediately followed through with that threat and actually did it. She got behind the counter and started hitting the woman and pulling her hair. A manager called 911, but luckily, the employee wasn't seriously hurt. The three women were gone by the time the cops got there, but security cameras got their car on video, so they should be able to track them down. Either way, we've heard of violence erupting over things like ice creams and things like Starbucks coffees. My advice is, if those things mean that much to you, maybe you should step back and reevaluate things. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Hey, good morning. It's 628. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. A little bit of thunder and maybe some folks got some rain yesterday afternoon late. That's just kind of the situation that we've got. Again, clouds get together. Some of us may get some rain, some may not. They have plugged in a better chance of rain, as a matter of fact, as we head on through the weekend. 30% chance today, mainly be after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Again, temps are going to be up in the upper 90s, and the heat index will be around 102 or so. But because the clouds coming in, that may give us a little bit of a break. 30% chance of rain on Saturday. Again, it's going to be warm. And look at this, a 50-50 chance of rain on Sunday is what they're telling us right now. And winds could get gusty if we do get any showers. Then rain moves out of here, and we're back up to that same old 96 or above that we've experienced this week. So anyhow, if you went and washed your car yesterday, I did. Okay, got the rain coming. Right now we've got fair skies outside and 77 degrees.
It's rodeo time in the Brazos Valley. Brian Broadcasting, Lithia Dodge, Cavender's Boot City, Coors, and Producers Cooperative are proud to present the 46th Annual Brian Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo at the Brazos County Expo Complex, 7:30 p.m. each night, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Thursday night is 40-head bull riding. Friday night and Saturday night is the PRCA Rodeo. Professional rodeo at its best with some of the top PRCA cowboys and cowgirls, along with the Sammy Catalina Rodeo Company. All three nights include rodeo clowns, specialty acts, bullfighting, Riding, the world-famous Catalina Cowgirls, and the Southern Tour of the Mini Bareback Riding World Championship Series. For the kids, there'll be a petting zoo, pony rides, calf scramble, and mutton busting. Advance tickets may be purchased at Cavender's Boot City, Producers Cooperative, Catalina Hatters, Texas Rose Boutique, Lithia Dodge, and the Eagle. Be part of the Old West while supporting the Bryan Breakfast Lions Club. That's July 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. We'll see you at the rodeo. More info and event listing, go to bryanrodeo.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. German prosecutors have arrested a former executive of carmaker Audi in connection with a massive emissions cheating scandal that has engulfed its parent company Volkswagen since 2015. Giovanni Pamio led a team of engineers responsible for designing emissions control systems for diesel vehicles in the U.S. between 2006 and 2015. Pamio has been charged by the Justice Department in a criminal complaint in New York with conspiracy to defraud the U.S., wire fraud, and violation of the Clean Air Act. Campbell Soup plans to buy organic soup maker Pacific Foods for $700 million, the soup company's latest effort to meet demand for fresher, more natural foods. Campbell says adding Pacific Foods butternut squash soup to its line of chicken noodle and vegetable soups adds to its move toward healthier foods. The New Jersey company has already removed artificial colors and other unpopular ingredients from its brands. Crude oil sharply lower, trading at $44.36 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. If you're out driving this morning around 10, you may see law enforcement vehicles pulled over with flashing lights that are not involved in a traffic stop or a related activity. Governor Abbott wants to mark the one-year anniversary of the attack on law enforcement in Dallas with 1 minute of patrol and related vehicles showing their red and blue lights. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office and the Texas A&M Police Department invites the public to their parking lots where all available vehicles will have their lights on this morning at 10. A Bryan man in jail tells police he would have had no problem shooting a convenience store clerk if he needed to. 19-year-old Dylan Highstand, who was arrested last month on an unrelated charge of evading arrest, was served a warrant Wednesday on a charge of the February 25th armed robbery of Oaks Food Mart on East 29th. According to the arrest report, Bryan police talked with an informant, then received a confession from Highstand, who did not reveal the identity of a second suspect. A Bryan man awaiting a jury trial on a misdemeanor charge of injuring a man last December is now accused of trespassing at Lake Bryan on the 4th and choking another man. 26-year-old Seth Neal was arrested for felony assault causing serious bodily injury. According to the arrest report, the victim was admitted to a local critical care unit after witnesses say he was strangled for close to a minute. Witnesses also reported Neal was trying to start fights with several people at the lake. Bryan police report the victim was released from the hospital Wednesday night. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office arrested a father and son last week on charges of beating a man that the arrest report described was an unwelcomed guest at a graduation party a month ago. 42-year-old Randy Ponzio and 19-year-old Garrett Ponzio are out of jail after posting bond. According to the arrest report, the victim said he was walking away from the party when he was beaten, causing a broken nose and 4 broken teeth. The Ponzios told investigators they did not intentionally strike the victim, which happened after they asked the victim multiple times to leave their party. Most of the more than 4,000 faculty members at Texas A&M will not be getting a merit pay increase next year. Provost Karen Watson told the Faculty Senate last month that's due to the lack of state funding. She said only one faculty subgroup is guaranteed a raise.
The $700,000 for the centrally funded base merit raise for faculty who got promoted this year will be provided. Just because we have a bad funding year are not going to miss their raises.
Watson says there will also be some one-time merit raises in colleges and divisions that received more state money due to enrollment increases.
We are trying to avoid that and get into a mode and working with our board, hopefully, so that there is a base merit pool next year.
Dr. Watson says the bottom line from the legislature was that A&M was given $2.4 million to address an additional $6 million in bills. Many people working in the Twin Cities continue to earn less than the national average.
An annual report just released from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics office in Dallas comparing hourly wages in 2016 shows locals working in two of 22 categories making more than the national average. The hourly average for locals working in education and training made $32.59 per hour. That's $6 more than the national average. Locals working in the group that includes the arts, entertainment, sports, and the media made 16 cents per hour more. The largest pay disparity in terms of dollars and cents are employees in the legal profession. The local average at almost $32 an hour is $19 an hour less than the national average. That's followed by a gap of more than $11 per hour in the computer and mathematics and the life, physical, and social sciences categories. You can see screenshots of the annual surveys from 2016 and 2015 online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Senator Ted Cruz is expressing doubt about whether the Republican-backed plan to repeal and replace former President Barack Obama's health care law will pass the Senate. Speaking Thursday on San Antonio's KTSA radio, Cruz said it is precarious, adding the GOP Senate majority is so narrow, I don't know if we can get it done or not. Cruz rejected the original version of the health care overhaul, but is pushing a conservative alternative aiming to cut costs by giving states greater flexibility to create separate higher risk pools. And thanks to social media, a cookie store employee in Katy has his job back.
The clerk at the Great American Cookie Store at Katy Mills Mall offered to pay for an officer's cookies earlier this week. Then a customer behind the officer also wanted the clerk to buy his cookies. There was an argument, and the store suspended the clerk for a week and warned him if it happened again, he would be fired. So the young clerk's mother posted what happened on Facebook and received thousands of shares and comments. Then the store's owner issued a statement apologizing, saying the employee was in the right and the suspension is over. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8 minutes after 38 minutes. It's 6:38, excuse me. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
BCSChurchOfChrist.com. 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 Okay. All right. I'm sure you have it by now. By visiting the BCSChurchOfChrist.com, you will be able to find the times we meet for Bible study and worship. Also, you will find free sermons and lessons on various Bible subjects. If you desire to worship God according to the simple and lovely plan noted in John 4:24, come visit us today. Like the first century church, our worship consists of congregational singing without mechanical instruments, prayer, observation of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week, members giving as they prospered, and studying God's word as a sermon is delivered. Compare Acts 2:42, Acts 20:7, and 1 Corinthians 16:1 through 2. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. please once again visit our website at bcschurchofchrist.com.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning. It's 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXD. Stop by and see yourself, Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
As we conclude the work week today, we'll do so with partial sunshine developing across the region today. Highs will be very close to 95. There is the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll become clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75. Weekend looks very typical for the first half of July. Partial sun, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 95. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Partial sun, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday, and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, and I know what time it is. It's 641. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Brazos Valley Cavalry last night. They pulled out a win again in a friendly against a team from Monterrey, Mexico. We'll talk about that, as well as the Bombers hit the field again tonight. They will be taking on the Texarkana Twins. I'll tell you when and where you can hear that game. Baylor continues to work through their sexual assault scandal, as well as the Astros fell short to the Blue Jays. All that more coming up in sports.
Okay, so they call it a friendly. Why? What?
Because it's not a divisional game. It's basically between two teams that are not in the same league.
Is it kind of like T-ball? You don't care who wins.
It's soccer.
No one wins or loses. Yeah. Everybody just gets participation ribbon.
Well, I mean, you know, in soccer you can tie. So
do they keep score?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they keep score.
Yes, they keep score.
Okay. It counts towards their record. All they got to win. But the team that they were playing was an under 21. Or under 20 team from Mexico.
All right.
And they can.
So a bunch of guys who can't shave yet and they're out
there
playing
soccer.
Yeah,
pretty much. Something
okay,
like that.
Got it. All right. Okay, so the leader of the free world and Pooty Pooter are going to meet today.
President Trump has a number of meetings booked in with fellow leaders here, but the one that's getting all the attention in the build-up, a sit-down with Russian President Vladimir Putin, their first meeting since President Trump took office. Ahead of the meeting, President Trump criticizing Russia for, quote, destabilizing Ukraine and supporting Syria and Iran, while President Putin appeared to take a swipe at President Trump's approach to foreign policy. It's not known if President Trump plans to raise Russia's alleged meddling in the U.S. election. With the president in Hamburg, Germany, Simon Owen, Fox News.
And as we mentioned yesterday, he can't be shown smiling or laughing or anything. He has to be very gruff.
Very serious.
Yes.
It's going to be a...
Yeah, electric light orchestra for you this morning.
Furrowed brow, and they'll wander off into some room, and then they'll sit down and, you know, tell stories, tell jokes. Don't give him the presidential launch codes. Don't give him the codes. Don't show off. All right.
What if they end up go fishing or horseback riding with their shirts off or something? That's what Putin likes to do.
That's right, he does. Matter of fact, plays the piano, too. I don't think...
Oh, does he really?
Yeah. Sure. Oh, he can do everything, yeah. So anyway, we got that going
on. Including hacking elections.
That's right. Well, and you know, the president said that Russia and, quote, other countries.
Ooh.
Yeah, so apparently they're lining up to hack into our elections.
All right.
So where it gives you something to do. So let's see. Then yesterday, somebody else, the president of Poland, Andrzej Duda, jumped onto the fake news bandwagon.
Ah.
Reports that his wife had snubbed President Trump for a handshake. In a tweet, he said, "Contrary to some surprising reports, my wife did shake hands with Mrs. and Mr. Trump at POTUS after a great visit. Let's fight fake news."
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And so what really happened in the video taken of the event, the president first shakes hands with Duda, and then the president put his hand out to shake the first lady's hand, but she walks past him to shake the hand of First Lady Melania Trump first, which I think was very appropriate.
I agree.
And then she turned around and shook hands with him, but, you know, again.
Of course. That's what everyone sees, and people cut the clip. Yep.
Thing, and there you go. We got that. Kennedy Space Center yesterday, Mike Pence, he's the vice president, promised that U.S. Americans would be put on the moon, on Mars.
Oh.
He said, "We're going to Mars."
We're going to Mars.
All right. Now, sure. It's interesting, you know.
You go to Mars. I'll stay here.
Right, it's a long trip, and once you get there, you can only say that you've been there, and what are you going to find?
Right.
The VP's comments came just days after the president signed a new executive order reinstating the National Space Council. You know how scientists went crazy when he started knocking down staffs and things like that within science and research? Well, now he's put that back. National Space Council has been dormant for 25 years, so he has reactivated them.
And correct me if I'm wrong, did Obama not suspend the NASA program to go to space? I mean, was that not a thing under his administration?
Well, at least, yeah, that, of course, National Space Council has been a long time. But yes, he. I don't think that was something he was wanting to do. He
hated space, too.
Yeah, that's right. Chelsea.
Something we have in common.
That's right. There you are. The head of the federal government's ethics office that has criticized Trump, well, he submitted his resignation yesterday, which basically, if you don't agree with the boss,
might as well call it quits.
Yeah, may as well. His name's Walter Schaub. You know, we don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. So the federal government is trying to seize millions of dollars tied to North Korea from 8 major banks, kind of freeze their assets if they can. $700 million. In Chase Manhattan Bank, apparently, Chase Bank. And more news from Austin for the TABC.
Great.
If you remember earlier this week, yesterday, we were talking about how they were going after Specs. They wanted to get a $700 million fine, and then we found out that they were like 2 days late paying one invoice. And so then the lead attorney for TABC resigned. Well, Alcoholic Beverage Commission had two more members on the commission resign apparently Wednesday, and it was announced yesterday.
Oh, they're all jumping ship.
They really are, because after all, now they're really starting to look into it. And, yeah, and you have to say Texas Tribune is the one who started this whole thing. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If you're, again, going to Hawaii and California and stuff like that on drinking trips, you know what? It's not good enough to stay in Austin and drink. You have to get out
exactly.
of town, get out of state.
I mean, the irony, though.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So those two guys were announced, Earl Pearson and Andy Pena. So they're gone now. And, of course, the new chairman said he wanted to thank them for their years of dedicated service. Basically, see you wouldn't want to be you. And so they have scheduled to meet next week in executive session to interview candidates for a new executive director and deliberate the possible selections and maybe make changes to the agenda.
Yikes.
It's a new chapter in
TABC
history. Yeah. So there. They finally get their comeuppance after scaring minors for years. Well, actually scared people in the
business. I feel
like
that's what they do. Oh, yeah, and in the business. Bartenders and restaurant and bar owners.
They're always
watching. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And again, they should. I mean, they should make sure that minors aren't consuming alcohol. That's right. But when you start terrorizing the people who really you're supposed to be just regulating all, it's time to change. So we'll see who they come up with. That's it, 6:49.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time, 822-5756, or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
80 or 90 years ago, in his revered Standard Cyclopedia of Horticulture, Liberty Hyde Bailey referred to crotons as coming in an almost endless variety. They were popular conservatory plants way back then. Now we grow them on patios and balconies, in soil in our landscape beds, and indoors in pots, just as our great-grandmas did. We're surrounded by crotons, and the list of varieties has grown exponentially. They're literally everywhere. Croton's colorful past, right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Let's get some botany out of the way first. Crotons are in the genus Codium, and they're out of the huge and varied Euphorbiaceae family of plants. Why, my goodness, crown of thorns are in that plant family, and so are poinsettias and tons of other domesticated plants. Crotons are native to the South Pacific. When you grow them in tropical climates, most types are shrubs or very small trees. If we have access to large greenhouse spaces, we can overwinter them until our plants, too, grow to the large mature sizes. Crotons need bright light to develop their very best foliage color. In fact, if we try to grow them indoors in dark surroundings, crotons soon drop their lower leaves and become spindly, and the new growth is bright green, lacking the variegation. You have to have them beneath skylights or next to a south or west window for them to stay colorful. They grow best in loose, highly organic potting soil, and they benefit from high nitrogen, water-soluble fertilizer once or twice a month, more often while they're outdoors in the summer. Crotons' leaf colors vary greatly, and so do their shapes. Elongated oval leaves are common, but you'll also find varieties whose leaves are as twisted as corkscrews. Some are lobed and T-shaped, and others are extremely narrow, almost grassy. Watch for crotons at your favorite nursery or garden center, even into the fall. Before you buy, think about exactly where you're going to be putting your plant. Match up its new home with the kind of lighting it's getting at the store. If you make abrupt changes, it either will stop dropping leaves because of too little light, or the leaves will sunburn and turn crisp if it's been grown indoors and you put it out in the sun. You can use just about any type of container for crotons as long as it has a drainage hole. Keep crotons moist at all times. When they wilt badly, leaves begin to drop. As time passes, your croton will eventually outgrow its pot. You'll want to choose the next larger pot size and move it on up. Ideally, the pot should be 1/3 to 1/4 the height or width of the plant. Crotons can be rooted from cuttings, but air layering is the most dependable way for most home gardeners. If you try air layering, you'll find a lot of information, in fact, even at my website, neilsperry.com, on how to do air layers in my most asked questions. Air layers are fun, crotons are easy, and they are glorious. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning, it's 6:53. The Brazos Valley scored two unanswered goals, and the Cavalry edged Monterey Riedos 2-1 last night in a friendly at Nutribolt Stadium. Now, with the win, the Cavalry improved to 6-5-1 in their inaugural season. They'll be back home tomorrow to host divisional foe Mississippi Brilla at 7:30.
And sticking with the Brazos Valley, the first place Bombers return from the All-Star break tonight as they pay a visit to the Texarkana Twins. First pitch is at 7:05 with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Texas A&M Women's Golf has unveiled its 2017-18 schedule with four tournaments in the state of Texas and two more in Oklahoma. The Aggies kick off the fall season on September 1st at Dornick Hill Golf and Country Club in Ardmore, Oklahoma, and will wrap up the fall slate on Halloween at the Trinity Forest Invitational in Dallas. The spring will open up with the Florida State matchup down in Tallahassee. That one's set to get underway on February 9th. Baylor University has agreed to a settlement with one of several women who sued amid a sexual assault scandal that rocked the nation's largest Baptist school. The settled case involved a woman identified anonymously as Jane Doe, who said in 2015 she was drugged and abducted from an off-campus residence where Baylor officials had received previous reports of assaults. Several women have sued Baylor, alleging the university ignored or mishandled sexual assault investigations for years. Of course, the scandal led to the firing of former football coach Art Briles and the demotion and eventual departure of former school president Ken Starr. A rough outing for Astros all-star Lance McCullers last night. The right-hander surrendered 6 runs, 5 earned, and tied a season low with 4 1/3 innings pitched as Houston fell to Toronto 7-4. Here's skipper A.J. Hinch.
You know, uncharacteristically didn't have quite his stuff. I think his breaking ball was as good as it usually is. I think his command, I think he had a little trouble with the mound. Just finding his rhythm, finding his release point. But everyone's allowed a bad day at work. He didn't have a horrible day. Obviously, it didn't end well for him. And they piled together a couple of hits. He hung a couple of breaking balls. They put a good plan against him. Again, more their night than ours.
Now, McCullers was really done in by a big fifth inning where the Blue Jays scored 5 runs. Offensively for the Stros, Jose Altuve led the way, finishing 3 for 5 with 2 RBI. Third baseman Alex Bregman also had a big night at the plate, going 3 for 3 with a walk and 2 runs scored. Houston will look to bounce back tonight when it visits Toronto again at 6:07. After taking yesterday off, the Texas Rangers are back on the diamond this evening as they entertain the LA Angels at 7:05. Broadcast for that one will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. A person with knowledge of the agreement says the Dallas Mavericks and Dirk Nowitzki have agreed on a 2-year, $10 million deal that assures a 20th season for the star forward. Now, the second year of the contract also carries a team option. The 39-year-old Nowitzki is set to join Kobe Bryant of the LA Lakers as the only players to spend 20 seasons with one franchise. The Dallas Stars have re-signed forward Brent Ritchie to a $3.5 million 2-year contract. Ritchie had 16 goals and 8 assists in 78 games last season with a team best rating of plus 11. FC Dallas has re-signed midfielder Michael Barrios through the 2019 season with options for 2020 and 2021. Barrios' deal was announced yesterday, about a month after the 26-year-old set a franchise record with 3 assists in a 6-2 win over Real Salt Lake. Barrios is tied for the MLS lead with 10 assists and has 17 goals and 14 assists in 76 appearances. In Wimbledon action yesterday, Roger Federer lost his first service game, but not much else after that, advancing the third round with a 3-set win over Dusan Ljajovic. And Novak Djokovic had to play all 3 sets, but got the better of Adam Pavlicek 6-2, 6-2, and 6-1. On the women's side of the court, Karolina Pliskova became the highest-seeded player to fall at Wimbledon, losing to Magdalena Rybarikova. Two-time major champion Svetlana Kuznetsova, seeded 7th, advanced to the third round, along with 9th seed Agnieszka Radwanska and top seed Angelique Kerber. Now, some big names in third-round action today: men's top seed Andy Murray, along with 4th seed Rafael Nadal and 7th seed Marin Cilic. For the women, number 2 seed Simona Halep, 4th seed Elina Svitolina, and 10th seed Venus Williams. And Marcel Kittel had little trouble winning the 6th stage of the Tour de France in a mass sprint finish, with Peter Sagan and Mark Cavendish both no longer in the race. Chris Froome, however, held on to the leader's yellow jersey. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
When it comes to your health, you want one place that can go the distance with you. As the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, Baylor Scott & White Health has the resources, the technology, and the expertise. From primary care to precision medicine, all under one name. So no matter where life finds you, today or in years to come, trust that we'll be there to care for you. To find a Baylor Scott & White physician, visit bswhealth.com.
So why don't you just say their first names? Make it a lot easier.
It would, even though we got Dusan Ljubic, Novak, Karolina, Magdalena.
Yeah. I do that with the Oscars. You just do their first names. Let everybody else figure out what the last name is.
There you go.
Look for a high temperature today, about 96. Heat index around 102 or 3. In other words, what we've been doing. And a chance of afternoon showers, basically. 76 right now at 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.